It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Number is on your screen. Please call and somebody will answer. And they will pray for you and your needs. Our God is a prayer answering God. We are studying or talking about the second coming of Christ and the second phase of His coming. And we learned so far that Jesus Christ is coming in the cloud. He is coming with His angels. He is coming with His saints. And He is coming with the heavenly armies. And He is coming to destroy the enemies. And we learned that His robe or His clothes were sprinkled by the blood of the enemies. And so Jesus Christ is coming to take the revenge or destroy the enemies. John chapter 5, if you read, the Word of God says, God has given Him authority to judge the people. And you will see the end of this tribulation, or after the millennium, He will be judging the people also. Now, when you read Isaiah 26, verse 20 and 21, He says He is coming, and He is coming to pour His wrath on the sinners and the people who are not godly. But at the same time, He tells the children of God, He says, for a while, go in safety, close the door until the wrath of God is over. And as we learned in the beginning, before the great tribulation starts, God gives them chance to go to the secure place for 3.5 years or times and half times. So they are already safe. Just like I said earlier, in Egypt, there were 10 plagues happening to Egyptians, but the Israeli people were safe. If the darkness in Egypt, in Goshen, there will be light. The people are dying in Egypt, in a Goshen where the Israeli people, they were safe. The same thing is going to happen. Not a single Israeli will be killed. Even in the war, God is going to protect Israeli people, and even that they will be fighting the war, we will be learning in this program. The Word of God is saying, the book of Joel, chapter 2, and verses 30 and 31, if you read, it says, before the coming of the Lord, there will be wonders in heaven and earth. That means before He comes, we already learned, before Jesus Christ comes, the sun will not give the light. The moon will be darkened and not giving light. And the stars of heaven will be falling. And the power of the heavens will be shaken. The same way Joel is saying, when Jesus Christ is coming, before the coming of the Lord, there will be blood and the fires of pillars of fire and smoke and darkness. Moon will not give light and moon will turn to blood. These are the things that will be happening before Christ comes. So you have to see in the end of the tribulation. Now the devil, Antichrist, false prophet did their job, tried to put the numbers, tried to tell the people to worship. But we learned the godly people, the Israeli people, they kept the word and they worshiped Jesus Christ. And so many people were killed. But the Word of God said they got victory over the devil with a word of testimony and the blood of Jesus Christ, and they were not afraid to give their life. and they gave their life willingly, and they are in heaven. And the angel said, where these people are coming? John said, I don't know. He said, you tell me. He said, they are coming from the great tribulation. The point I'm making here, when all the saints' number is fulfilled, and then God is taking revenge, and we learn in the chapter 16, book of Revelation, all these seven bowls. We started with the seven seals, then the seven trumpet, and then seven bowls. Seven seals and seven trumpets, they finished when the two witnesses were witnessing. And they say, woe, 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 Revelation chapter 8. And then these two woes are finished, it says, when the two witnesses are finished. And this third woe is now still going on because the Antichrist kingdom is destroyed. And we learn that Jesus Christ coming and trampling on them, or putting like a wine press all these people like grapes, and that's why his clothes are stained with the blood or sprinkled with the blood. And here we're saying, at that time, when Jesus Christ coming, book of Zechariah chapter 12 verse 4 to 6, if you read, in that time, all the God's enemy who are coming to fight with godly people or Jesus Christ, and as I said, when the Euphrates River is dried up, then the enemy comes. All the nations will gather together in that area called Armageddon. And that will be the battle. But here is saying, when those enemy will be coming, what the God is doing? God is confusing them. When they are confused, not only that, in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 4 to 6, he said, they will be confused and they will struck with the madness. Can you imagine? Those people will become crazy. They will be mad. They will be mad at each other. Their brain will not work. And he says their horses will become blind. Just imagine in your mind. The riders are crazy. They're struck with the madness. And their horses are blind. What will happen? Horses are very courageous animals. They go through the fire. They jump mountains. And they are not afraid of anybody. And those animals will be blinded. The horses and the people who are riders will become crazy or mad. Their brain will not be working. And then what will happen? They would not know who is their enemy. They will start killing each other. And that's the kind of disaster is coming. And if you read in a book of Obadiah chapter 1, there's only one chapter. And in that chapter, if you read, he says, God will destroy the enemies of Israel. And he says, Israeli people like Joseph or Judah will be like a fire. Fire coming from them. I don't know what kind of weapon they will be using. And they said, this enemy will be like a dry grass or like a straw. And those people will be burned from the root. That means, they will be not a single enemy will remain, because they will be burned to ashes. He says, Israeli people will be like a fire, the enemy will be like a straw, and they will be burned, and they will be like ashes. And so Obadiah is only one chapter, but when you read, the enemies will be defeated. Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 14 to 17, if you read, he says, just like we read in Zechariah, here also he says, the enemies will be blinded. When they come to fight, they will be blinded, and their blood will be just like a dust, means no worth. So much blood will be pouring on the ground. And we already read in a book of Revelation, chapter 14, the blood will be like going up to their bridle and going to 16 100 furlongs. So it is very, very dangerous situation for the enemy. They are not going to win. They are not going to kill Israeli people. They are not going to kill the God's army. They are not going to be any match to the angels. And I told you, the two angels had the sickle in their hands, and with that they will be killing millions, and they will be storing them like a grapes. And Jesus says himself, he will be walking and trading them. This is just a symbolic, but the blood will be pouring. So we saw in Zechariah, the enemy were confused, the horses were blinded, and here in Zephaniah he says, the enemy will be blinded and their blood will be poured like a dust. And so this is a horrible time. That's why it's called the Great Tribulation, the sorrow they never saw in their life. This is also called the Jacob's Trouble. So, but thank God, some of the Israeli people who deny Christ and who are nominal Israel and they are not religious, those people might be killed in this tribulation. But the godly people and the people who are warriors, those people will defeat the enemies. And Haggai has two chapters, chapter 1 and chapter 2. But if you read in chapter 2, verse 22, he says, God will destroy all the kingdoms of the world, and all the people will be fighting with each other. We call the friendly fire. It happens many times when you are different nations and they get confused and they start firing or putting bomb on their own people. So that's the way Haggai is saying. When the different kinds of nations will come to fight the battle, that time God will confuse them and they will be fighting each other. Today is happening. You saw in all the Muslim countries, even the Egypt, Syria, Iraq, Pakistan, and all these Muslim countries, the Muslims are killing each other. They are killing their own brothers. So this is what's going to happen in a bigger scale when Christ comes. And so here he's saying this enemy will be killing each other, destroying each other. But at the same time, when they saw Jesus Christ coming, they will be, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, he says this, they will recognize him, they will repent, and they will cry just like they are crying for their somebody died in their family or something. They will be crying, weeping, repenting. And because of their repentance, God is going to forgive them, and God is going to protect them. God is not going to allow the enemy to destroy them. But at the same time, God is going to use these people like a fire. And they are going to, they will destroy their enemy like a straw or like a dry grass. And enemy will be confused. And Revelation chapter 19 verse 15, we read that the sword comes out of his mouth, will strike the nations, not the one person, all the nations. He just has to speak the word, and the word of God will kill them everywhere, wherever they are. And when you read the book of Zechariah chapter 14 verses 12 to 15, the word of God says, God will strike the nations with a plague. Now this plague is horrible. Now this can be some kind of neutron bomb or something, but the word of God says plague. When God sends this kind of, some kind of bomb through the Israeli people, or I don't know how it's going to happen, but a description is given here, what will happen? Their flesh will be consuming as they are standing. And they say their eyes and their tongue will dissolve. And they will be killing each other, and not only that, all their animals like camels and horses and donkeys, every one in the camp will be consumed. Can you imagine this kind of horrible days are coming for the enemies? And if somebody is listening to me right now and they said, wow, this is going to happen to the people of people who are enemy of God and enemy of Christ and enemy of Christians and enemy of Jewish people, we should give our heart to the Lord right now. And I have good news for you. There are people getting saved in Muslim country, in Syria, in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, as well as Iran and Iraq, and even Pakistan. So people are getting saved. And I heard in China, millions of people coming to Christ. So this is the harvest time. Jesus Christ comes, he says he will harvest the grain and then chaff will be burned to the fire. So this is what's going to happen. When those two angels come with a sickle in their hands, they will be destroying all the enemies and burning. God gives the grace and power to Joseph and Jacob, means Israeli people, and they will be like a fire. And when you're reading in Zechariah chapter 14, verses 12 to 15, it says, God will strike them with a plague. And they're standing in the war, and their flesh will be consumed as they stand. That means nobody has to use the weapon. Some kind of plague or disease will come in the camp. Their eyes, their tongue will be dissolved in their mouth and eyes. So eyes is gone. They cannot see. That's why we read they will be blind. And their horses will be blind, because here it says their camels and horses and donkeys will have the same problem. So with the donkey cannot see and the horses cannot see, the camel cannot see, and the man can be blind, and they are dying, what horrible condition will be? Does anyone listening to me what I'm saying or what the Bible is saying? If this is the horrible condition will be, or the plague will be, I would be repenting. I said, Lord, I don't want to go there. I want to love the children of Israel. I want to love the Christian people. God gave the Abraham a blessing in the book of Genesis. He says, whoever curses you, they will be cursed. Whoever blesses you, they will be blessed. And I heard so many Muslims getting saved today. And they said, we were enemy to Israeli people. We were enemy to Christian. But now we love one another. A Christianity is a love. God is love. And then somebody says, if God is love, why these things are happening? Why God is destroying people? Why God is so cruel? The word of God says God is love and God is consuming fire. He has given us a long time. Jesus came and preached and gave his life 2,000 years ago. And we are preaching. Many, many preachers preached thousands of years, preparing people and telling people the horrible days are coming. But today, many pastors do not preach what I'm preaching today because they are scared. The people will not come to church. People may not give their tithes and offerings. People want to hear the good messages. And this kind of message, their ear will be itching. They don't want to hear. They want to hear good things. They don't want to hear that you are a sinner. They don't want to hear that you confess your sins. They don't want to hear you go to hell. They don't want to hear that the God will send the plague and their flesh will burn as they're standing, and their eyes and their tongue will be dissolved, and their enemies will be blind and they will be dissolved as they're standing. They don't want to hear this. But this is the word of God. In book of Malachi chapter 4 verse 1, if you read, it says that day will become like a destruction and the enemies will be burned in the fire. So the day of coming like an oven. Malachi could not use any other word, so he can use the word oven. But we know that bombs and nuclear bombs and neutron bombs and all these bombs can do so much damage. They can burn the people, they can burn the grass, they can burn the tree, they can burn everything, they can burn the water, and water can be vanish away. All these disasters are coming. So the Jesus Christ is coming. As I said earlier, he is coming in the cloud. He is coming with his saints, and he is coming to destroy the enemy. So we almost finished his second coming. But as he comes, according to the book of Revelation chapter 19, verse 20 and 21, what happens? He comes, get hold of the Antichrist and the false prophets. Those are the ones who are deceiving people and putting the marks on their head and forcing them to worship. Those are the people who will be caught first and putting in the lake of fire. Now, many people do not know where the lake of fire is. Everybody knows about the hell, but today is not my subject. Someday we will learn about in detail. So Antichrist, who is also called beast, and the false prophet, he is also called the second beast, come from the earth. Both of them will be put in alive in the lake of fire. And then what happens? The Revelation chapter 20, verse 1-3, angels comes, get hold of the dragon, the snake, the Satan, tie him with a chain, and put him in the what they call bottomless pit, and seals him. And so he's also there for 1,000 years, and he will be not loose until the 1,000 years is over. And now after 1,000 years, he'll be loose for a season. We'll come to that later. But the point I was making, that Satan also will be defeated, and he will be also put in the lake of fire, Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. So the Antichrist, false prophet, and devil, they will be putting alive in the lake of fire for eternity. So whatever they are doing right now, they are thinking they are winning, but they are losing, and the church is winning, and they will be destroyed in the lake of fire, all of them. And rest of the armies and rest of their followers, they will be killed in the battle, and they will be judged last judgment when the Jesus Christ will be stand on the judgment seat of Christ. That's called white throne judgment. But what I'm trying to say now, we learn there are Jesus Christ is coming, and second coming has two phases. One comes to take the bride in the mid-year. Second, after the 7 years, when the end of the tribulation, he comes with a bride to destroy the enemy. And when he destroys the enemy, get hold of the Satan, Antichrist, and false prophet, and tie the devil for 1,000 years, then there will be peaceful kingdom on earth. So the next time, we are going to learn a little bit about the millennium or the 1,000 years kingdom. So the time is almost gone. I just want to encourage you, study this material and go to our website. We have done the study from book of Matthew to book of Revelation, verse by verse. And this is all free. You just go and study. If you think that is useful, write us a letter, encourage us, or send something to do more things for the glory of God. So God wants you to be encouraged, not discouraged. Enemy has to be defeated. Enemy will be like ashes, will burn to ashes. We don't have to worry about enemy. Jesus Christ says when you go and preach the gospel, don't worry. You trample all these things under your feet. Jesus Christ has given us more power. St. John chapter 14, verse 12, if you read, he says, whatever the miracle I did, you will do also and do greater miracles. So we are preparing the bride. And that's the greatest miracle. That's the greatest work he has given to us. So each and every pastor, should be preparing his flock, telling them about salvation, telling them about the right kind of baptism, telling them about the Holy Spirit and gift of the Spirit, telling them how to live holy life, telling them about the second coming of Christ, telling them about the millennium kingdom, telling them about the eternal kingdom. And all of these things, we have to educate the believers. Now time is almost gone. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. Let me give you a chance to pray. You say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me and make me your child. I promise you, I'm going to follow you. I don't want to go to this great tribulation. I don't want to be your enemy. I don't want to fight with the Israeli people. I don't want to fight with the Christian people. I don't want to fight with God. Give me grace to live a clean and holy life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, God has already transformed your heart, changed your heart. You're going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And He is going to give you victory in everything. Sometimes you are bombarded with all kinds of bandages, all kinds of bad habits, and all kinds of tangled. But I'm going to pray that God is going to bless you. Pray that you prayed a prayer, now you'll be a living witness. And I pray for your safety. Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever heard the word of God, whoever gave their life to Jesus, I pray for the protection from all the dangers and harms. Their family will be blessed, and their children will be blessed, and they will be safe in the protection of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Now, God has already heard our prayer, and God has already given us grace. You just follow Him and say, Lord, I want to follow you, and He will do the rest. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.